Hey there, welcome to another episode of I'm No Rookie. Question, are you ready to take your online presence to the next level? Today on the show, I want to talk to you about the world of carousel posts and exploring the potential of these dynamic content formats to boost your brand awareness and connect with your audience on a deeper level. So this is very specific to those within the beauty and wellness industry that are possibly looking to get into education, or maybe you're already an educator, trainer, and instructor, and you want to know how you can utilize this feature online. But firstly, let's tackle the basics. What exactly is a carousel post? Well, think of it as a virtual slideshow allowing you to share multiple images or videos in a single post. Platforms like LinkedIn and Instagram and also Facebook for this feature, giving you the opportunity to showcase your expertise in a very captivating and interactive way. For Instagram, carousel posts can include visually captivating images, texts, or dynamic videos, allowing you to showcase the before and after transformations, share educational content in a series format, or highlight client testimonials to engage your audience. Whereas on LinkedIn, these carousel posts are typically uploaded as a PDF document, which means they're really visuals, which can also include text and images. And they offer a professional and interactive way to present possibly industry insights, thought leadership content, or step-by-step guides tailored to your professional network. I love using carousel posts, and this is part of my marketing strategy that I use mainly on LinkedIn. Now, why should you bother with carousel posts in the first place? Simply, they're like a Swiss army knife of your content strategy, offering versatility, engagement, and storytelling all in one. So whether you're sharing tips, highlighting your services, or telling your brand story, carousel posts are the secret weapon to stand out in a crowded digital landscape. And rumor has it is that Instagram is actually prioritizing carousel posts rather than reels. So you definitely want to get on this one. So what types of carousel posts should you be creating? So let's go and explore 10 ideas to elevate your online presence. The first one, which I'm going to actually try soon, is to create an introduction post or carousel post. And this is like you warmly welcoming your audience and introducing yourself. This could be a literal reintroducing yourself, which I'm going to do. And with this, what you want to do is share snippets of your journey, expertise, and mission to establish a connection from the get-go. So with this one, the way I'm looking at creating this is, first of all, let's say in the first slide, it will have me say, hello, my name is Ayo, and then maybe a brief introduction of my background, and then going more into my mission, my business, what I do, possibly some info on my credentials and how I help my audience. Now let's explore 9 more carousel post ideas to spark engagement and build relationship with your audience. So number 2, you could create carousel posts that are educational series. So this is where you break down maybe a topic into bite-sized nuggets of wisdom. And each slide can cover different aspects where you're offering valuable insights and actionable tips. I do this a lot. So if you're interested in finding out what kind of educational series you could create, definitely follow me or connect with me on LinkedIn. And you can see my carousel posts, which I typically post every 2 weeks. The third type of carousel post you could create is a behind the scenes type of carousel post. And this is where you can peel back the curtain and invite your audience into your world. You can share a glimpse of your daily routine, workspace, creative process, and this is where you can foster authenticity and trust. So with this type of post, again, you want to include images with text on top. The fourth type of carousel post is utilizing it for client testimonials or success stories. So this is where you can let your satisfied clients, your customers, your learners do the talking. So this is where you can showcase their feedback and success stories to build credibility and showcase social proof. So this therefore means on every slide, you will have a testimonial if you want to include an image of your client, student, if they allow you, include their name and then a snippet of their testimonial. The fifth type of carousel post that you might want to create is a product showcase. So this is where you can shine a spotlight on your offerings, where you highlight your key features, benefits, and use case to educate and inspire your audience. The sixth type of carousel post is a before and after transformation. So this is where you can showcase the power of your expertise by sharing stunning transformations that demonstrate the tangible results you deliver. The seventh is Q&A series. So this is where you can engage directly with your audience by answering their burning questions. So you could either have one question on the first slide and then the rest of the slide answers the questions, or you could have a couple of questions throughout your slide and then you answer them again within text or image form. If you're using Instagram, you could have one on a video. So the first slide could be the text or what the question is, the second slide could be you answering the question on video. The eighth type of carousel post you could create is industry trends based one. So this is where you're going to help to stay ahead of the curve and share your insights into the latest kind of trends and developments, offering your unique perspective and expertise, or you can analyze, and this adds great value to your audience. The ninth type of carousel post is an expert tips based one. So this is where you share your insider knowledge and your expertise with your audience, and you offer valuable kind of tips, hacks, and strategies related to your niche to position yourself as a go-to resource. The last type of carousel post that you could create is an interactive quiz or polls. Yes, I know with a lot of the social media platforms, they actually have their own polls. But remember, the great thing about carousel posts is that there's a visual element to it. And it will also help to spark engagement by getting people to comment. So with this, you want to spice up your carousel posts with interactive elements, create engaging quizzes or polls to encourage participation and gather valuable insights from your audience. So there you have it, 10 types of carousel posts to level up your online presence and connect with your audience in a meaningful way. So which one will you try first? Let me know by sending me a DM on Instagram or send me a message on LinkedIn, and all the information will be in the show notes if you haven't got my details. And remember, the possibilities are endless when you harness the power of carousel post. Are there any others outside of the 10 that you could think of that you're contemplating on creating? I would love to know. And this will wrap up today's episode of I'm No Rookie. I hope that you found this carousel post ideas for those within the beauty and spa industry helpful in boosting your online presence. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to dive a bit deeper into building your personal brand or exploring new strategies for success, be sure to subscribe for more actionable tips and inspiring conversations. And don't forget to leave a review if you liked what you heard. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, remember, you are no rookie in the game of life.